Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Another edition of The Drive, albeit a shortened version of the show. Carrington Harrison here, my guy Brandon Kiley. We are very happy to be back in the studio. There's no echo playing. I don't feel like commercials are going to randomly play in the 5 o'clock hour today. We're going to have as close to a normal show as possible. Obviously, we got a lot of Kansas State to get into. It's going to be like an extended K-State post-game show because Kansas State has been eliminated from the NCAA tournament today with a 70-64 loss to UC Irvine. And boy, do I have thoughts. We got to talk about Xavier Sneed, that incredible rebound he had at the end of the game. I have absolutely no clue who Barry Brown was throwing the ball to at the end of the game. Barry Brown, we got to talk about Bruce Weber. We're still looking for the post-game audio of Bruce Weber made the decision. Barry Brown got his second foul with 14:15 in the first half. Bruce Weber sat him. He was a non-factor in the first half, and I wonder how much of an effect that had on the second half. We'll also talk about Kansas. They advance in the NCAA tournament. They take on Auburn tomorrow. They get the late tip. Some of you guys need to take a nap in the middle of the day for that KU game. There's a lot of stuff to get into, and I think we are starting to identify who America's sweetheart could be in the NCAA tournament. But first, scores!
Scores for you today. Scores on the 10s here throughout the evening up until 6 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. First one we've got for you is an update on Tennessee, who is now finally taking care of business against Colgate. Tennessee's up 73-64, about 45 seconds to play in that one, so Tennessee should be able to put that one away. Virginia finally taking care of business. CDOT, it was dicey early on. They went into halftime down 36-30. Virginia now up in this one 60-45.
Dang it.
With about 7.5 minutes to play in that one.
I really enjoyed the 17 minutes we thought Virginia was going to lose again in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
When the Generals were asking to play them.
That was a really fun time on Twitter. That actually might have been more fun than the 15 minutes we thought Antonio Brown was headed to the Buffalo Bills. That was a great time on Twitter. The first 15 minutes of the Virginia game when we thought they were going to lose was really good.
Buffalo, a very trendy pick, a 6 seed in this tournament.
I like Buffalo.
Going up against Arizona State. They lead right now by 11, 36-25, about 4.5 to play in the first half in that one. We'll keep an eye on that for you throughout the day. Some finals that we have for you to update. Texas Tech won 72-57. It was a little more difficult than expected going up against the 14-seed Northern Kentucky. As CDOT mentioned, K-State goes down 70-64 against UC Irvine. Iowa beat Cincinnati earlier today, 79-72. Oklahoma destroyed Ole Miss. It was 95-72 in the 8-9 matchup there. And just tipping off as well from the South region, Wisconsin is up 7-4, really staying true to form over the first 5 minutes of that game. 7-4 Wisconsin in the 5-12 matchup.
Text line 69306. Hey, CDOT, thanks for that great Cincinnati pick. Really helped my bracket. Don't listen to anybody trying to give you bracket advice. None of us know what we're talking about when it comes to the bracket. Another text on the Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line. Didn't you guys say that K-State was going to go further in the tournament than KU? I guess not. KU fan, I completely understand you getting those jokes off. You know me. I'm equal opportunity when it comes to the jokes. We'll talk about Bruce Weber. We'll talk about Barry Brown coming up on the other side. We'll also talk about, is this my fault? I instantly adopted K-State,
yes.
And we saw what happened. Things weren't going so hot for my team. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. I was happy to jump on the bandwagon for K-State. I've been to 3 K-State basketball games this year, not even counting the Big 12 tournament. Dean Wade gets injured. They lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament to a mid-major. Maybe this is my fault. So we'll have that conversation. We'll talk a little Wofford Terriers, as BK is now all on the Wofford wagon.
I told you, my Terriers last night really pulled off a nice win.
There's a lot to get into. Let's pay some bills. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll give you the reaction to Kansas State as they have been eliminated in the first round of the NCAA tournament with a 70-64 loss to UC Irvine. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. Carrington Harrison here, Brandon Kiley, taking you up until 6 o'clock. In 1 hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll actually get to the top story in Kansas City coming up in just a little bit. All right, let's do this. We'll have a little bit of general conversation about the NCAA tournament outside of Kansas State. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. We'll also talk about how much of this is my fault. I'm a Missouri fan. Missouri's not in the NCAA tournament, had no chance of making the NCAA tournament, so I adopted K-State. I went to Fake Patty's Day. I was out there doing Sandstorm. I was a legitimate K-State fan for about 3 weeks. Dean Wade gets hurt. They lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. How much of this is my fault? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We'll get into the game, but first, BK, scores.
Scores on the 10 right here on 610 Sports Radio. We will go ahead and begin with a couple of games that are in action right now. Actually, one that just went final. Tennessee has officially avoided the upset. 77-70 over Colgate. The two-seed Tennessee moves on. Virginia looking to do the same. They are up now 64-50 against Gardner-Webb. Virginia was down at the half 36-30, but they have come on strong here in the second half. They've outscored Gardner-Webb 34-14. About 5 minutes to play in that one. Also in action right now, Buffalo is up 41-29 over Arizona State. 3 minutes to play in the first half in that one. And finally, just tipped about 10 minutes ago, Oregon currently leading Wisconsin 13-9. About halfway through the first half in that one. We'll have more scores coming up for you here in just about 10 minutes right here on 610 Sports Radio.
All right, so let's get into this game. Kansas State is eliminated from the NCAA tournament. They lost to UC Irvine 72-64. I think there's a couple different perspectives and ways to look at Kansas State's elimination from the NCAA tournament. Let's start with this. Dean Wade, Kamau Stokes, and Barry Brown will go down in Kansas State lore. I don't know. I am not enough of a K-State fan to properly put them into context. I don't think they're on the Darren Sproles level. I don't think they're on the Jacob Pullen level. But all-time great Wildcats, people that will always be remembered for what they accomplished at their time in Kansas State, they're certainly very high on the list. This is a very disappointing ending for someone like Barry Brown. You knew with no Dean Wade, with the advantages that UC Irvine, we had Wyatt Thompson on, and we were joking about it, how worried Wyatt Thompson was about playing UC Irvine. There certainly were reasons to be confident or think that UC Irvine had an opportunity to win this game. K-State kind of got out to a good start, even though Barry Brown wasn't really part of it. They played really well the first 10 minutes of the game. The game kind of settled in a little bit. UC Irvine kind of took that initial punch. K-State was up 10 in this game, and we obviously know what happened. So Dean Wade is going to go down as an all-time K-State great. Barry Brown's going to go down as an all-time K-State great. Same thing for Kamau Stokes. You cannot have a more disappointing ending to your Kansas State career than what Barry Brown did. Barry Brown was a non-factor in the first half of the game with two fouls, and we'll talk about the decision to not play him for a large majority of the first half in that game. And it felt to me like he never got back into the rhythm and the flow of the game. That sitting out for 15 minutes in addition to the halftime, whenever he checked back in the game, he just didn't have it today. Like, you need your star players. You need your guys that are going to carry you to play a lot better than Barry Brown did. 26 minutes, 2-for-9, 5 points, only had the two fouls. So he got the two fouls quick in this one, bap-bap, in the first 4 minutes of the game before the first media timeout. Bruce Weber makes the decision to sit him down. He doesn't pick up another foul the rest of the game. We'll get to that. But the role players, I think, for K-State did what they were supposed to do. Moween had 14-12 in this one. Xavier Sneed gave you 9 points. Cartier Jada played a decent game, had 9 points. Kamau Stokes did what he was supposed to do, had 18. Barry Brown, you cannot play as poorly in your senior game as he did. I'm a big believer that your stars are the ones that are going to carry you in the NCAA tournament, and you need your role players to carry to do their job. That's not what happened today with Barry Brown. He had, I mean, he really had a really disastrous one-minute stretch. He took that three-pointer right before the end of the shot clock violation. It was like 4 seconds left, a deep NBA range three. He missed it. Then UC Irvine hits the three-point, I believe, to make it 65-61. They then come back, I believe, after another missed basket. Kansas State has a chance to take a little bit of control in the game. Barry Brown throws it to Bruce Weber. Now, Bruce Weber's a Wildcat, but he's not eligible to shoot in this one. And at that moment, I think all of us knew K-State lost. After the turnover from Barry Brown, how he comes down a little bit out of control, he jumps in the air. They tell you never jump in the air if you don't know what you're going to do with the basketball. He jumps in the air. He passes it to someone on the bench. I think at that moment, you knew that Kansas State was not going to advance in the NCAA tournament. So I'm not here to pile on the kid. I'm just saying great expectations for your seniors. And Barry Brown, first team all Big 12, a guy that we were talking about as a potential Big 12 player of the year. You got to play better in your biggest spot. If Barry Brown plays, I would even say a below average game, K-State advances in the NCAA tournament. But that's not what you got here. Barry Brown probably played one of the worst games he played over his last 2 years at Kansas State. He didn't give you anything. 26 minutes, 2 for 9, 1 for 4, 2 fouls, didn't play a whole lot in the first half, never felt in sync, had a costly turnover late, 5 points. Just didn't really give you a lot in this game. There's a lot of things, and I'm not putting the loss on one individual. But again, when you're the team's best player, you got to go out there and ball out in a win or go home scenario. And a lot of this loss, I think you can place on leadership. I think you can place it on Bruce Weber and the decision to sit Barry Brown for 15 minutes in the first half. And Barry Brown, again, played extremely poorly in this one, BK.
He did. And I was just surprised to see that down the stretch. It seemed like they were out of control. It just did it for a team that we've talked about. Hey, you know, the senior guards, the leadership that this team has, the fact that they've been here before, they just went on the run last year in the NCAA tournament. I was surprised at how they handled the late game situations in this one. Like, I would have expected a team with as many seniors and as much leadership as this team has to handle it better. Barry Brown was just out of control at the end. I mean, you saw moments in this game where it just seemed like they weren't in the flow of it. And that's what surprised me most. Them missing shots, not stunning. They're not a great shooting team. But them not handling the moment the way that I would have expected them to, that was really surprising.
I don't want to use the term choked with Kansas State because I don't think that's what happened today. But I do think it's very fair to look at Barry Brown and say he played tight. He played like someone that knew the end was coming. He played like someone that thought, I am a senior. I'm supposed to be carrying this team. I have to play a whole lot better than I've played. That's the energy that I got from him. I remember seeing a tweet from Sam Ehlinger late in the second half about it's getting tight in the building. It should have been getting tight in this building. I think you saw, aside from the first 8 to 10 minutes in that game, whenever K-State got out to a big lead, UC Irvine was just as good as K-State was today. They were just as good. And at some point, K-State was going to need someone to put them over the edge, to put them over the hump. And you were expecting that person to be Barry Brown. And it just never happened at any point in the game. I understand why some coaches do it. I understand why when every one of your key players gets 2 fouls, you want to sit them and you want to protect them. And at the moment when Barry Brown had the 2 fouls, K-State had a little bit of a lead. They then extended the lead to 10, which is their largest lead of it. Bruce Weber is trying to roll the dice and buy a little bit of time. Worst case scenario in that is Barry Brown picks up his 3rd foul, and you then definitively have to sit him down for the rest of the game. But what I think we see a lot of times in college basketball is players don't foul themselves out, coaches foul them out. And for the first half, Barry Brown did not foul himself out. Bruce Weber fouled him out of this game. You and I looked this up because I was very curious. Dean Wade has played in 130 college basketball games. A lot of them. He has fouled out 3 times. This is a situation of your Bruce Weber. You got to trust your senior and you got to pull him aside and you got to talk to him. Not like Tom Izzo, but you got to pull him aside and you got to talk to him. And he understands the importance of the situation. And Barry Brown is certainly a heady enough player and a smart enough player to know I have to play a little bit differently to stay on the floor. There's no reason why Barry Brown gets 2 fouls in the first 4 minutes of the game. Or 6 minutes, excuse me. He picked up his 2nd foul with 14:15 to go. He then doesn't play the rest of the first half. There's no reason why then at the end of the game he only has two fouls. That, yes, Barry Brown did not foul out of this game. Bruce Weber fouled him out. This K-State team is not talented enough offensively to go 15 minutes, 14 minutes without Barry Brown on the floor. I think given the situation, McCall Maween gave you as much as he can give you. Kamau Stokes gave you as much as he can give you. Snead gave you his typical 9 to 11 points. Cartier Jada gave you his typical 9 to 11 points. McGurl came off the bench and gave you 7 points. Like, I think they held it together without Barry Brown and also without Dean Wade for as long as they could. Some of this is on Bruce Weber, and you got to wear it a little bit. Again, sometimes players foul themselves out. I cheer for Missouri. I see it happen all the time with Jeremiah Tillman. But Barry Brown did not foul himself out of this game. Bruce Weber fouled him out. 14-15, he picks up his second foul. Bruce Weber makes the decision to sit him for the rest of the first half. You can't put him in with 5 minutes to go. This is a completely different ball game if Bruce Weber reinserts Barry Brown back into the game. Because I felt like after that, after the second half, I never felt like Barry Brown got back into a rhythm. The whole flow of the game, the synergy of the game was completely lost on Barry Brown, and he was chasing it for the rest of the day. That some of that's him by picking up the two early fouls. Some of that's on Bruce Weber for not trying to reestablish him back in the game and kind of get him back into the flow.
I think it's just one of those things, C-Dot, where you've got to trust your guy. Like, you have to trust him. He's, like, we mentioned this. He's fouled out of 3 games and 138 in his career at K-State. This is his last game at K-State if this goes south. You were trying to buy 14 minutes of time without your two best players on the court. That's what K-State was trying to do. You don't have Dean Wade coming into the game, and then you're going to take out Barry Brown. Without those two guys in the court, you just don't have enough offense. You had to know at that point, if you're Bruce Weber, this is going to go south for us, and we've got to find a spot here. Maybe you take him out for 5 minutes there. You buy yourself until the under-8 timeout. I could get behind that. I disagree with it, but I can at least understand the rationale there. You can't keep him out the entire rest of the half, and he ends up playing 26 minutes in a must-have game in the first round of the NCAA tournament. That can't happen.
Yeah, you and I are both looking for the audio. I would definitely love to hear what Bruce Weber's logic and explanation is for sitting Barry Brown out for that long. If you missed it, Kansas State lost 70-64 in the NCAA tournament. They have been eliminated by UC Irvine. Barry Brown picked up 2 quick fouls in the first 6 minutes of the game. He got his second foul with 14-15. Bruce Weber didn't play him the remaining of the first half. He ended the game with 2 fouls. You gave him 4. Very simple. You gave him 4. Even though he ended with 2, he had 26 minutes in this game. Barry Brown's got to get 35 minutes. K-State wins this game, I think, if Barry Brown gets 35 minutes. I think he's more in the flow of the game. He's more in the rhythm of the game. I think K-State finds a way to do it. That offensively, they just went through such a long stretch that I just think that Barry Brown was a little bit disconnected from the rest of the team offensively. I want to hear from K-State fans. I'm very curious to see how K-State fans will remember this season. A really good regular season, a disappointing end to the season. We'll take your phone calls, 913-576-7610. But before we do that, BK, scores.
Scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio for you. A quick update of the games that are currently in action. Buffalo leads at the half 44-31 over the 11 seed Arizona State. Wisconsin is in a tight one against Oregon, the 5-12 matchup in the South region. 6:30 to go in the first half for those guys. 19-18, Wisconsin on top right now. Those are the two games currently in action. Coming up at about 5:45, we will have another one as Utah State tips off against Washington. Your scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio, going up until 6 o'clock.
So, K-State fans, we got open phone lines for you, 913-576-7610. I want to hear what you guys have to say about K-State being eliminated from the NCAA tournament, and I want to know if this is my fault. Coming up in just a little bit, I adopted K-State as my team, and they lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Is it fair to start saying that there is a Carrington curse of death? We'll have the conversation coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
We got open phone lines, 913-576-7610. Also, you can text it in. Text line 69306. Talking about the end of Kansas State season. They lost 70-64 in the NCAA tournament to UC Irvine. Barry Brown fouled out of the game with 2 fouls. Believe me, if you watch the game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 26 minutes, 2 for 9, 5 points in the game. He got his second foul with 14:15 in the first half and did not play the remainder of the first half. I think that caused him to not get in a rhythm for the rest of the game, and that pretty much, I wouldn't say pretty much ended it. It was part of the reason of why K-State lost today. Just couldn't get in a rhythm offensively. They just didn't have enough scoring today from the guys that really matter, and Barry Brown matters as much as anybody on that team. Tough to win with no Dean Wade and Barry Brown having 5 points. We'll get back into the Wildcats coming up in just a little bit. But first, scores.
Scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio. Buffalo still with the lead. This one's still at halftime. 44-31. Buffalo the sixth seed in that one going into the half up by 13. Wisconsin currently tied with Oregon 23-all with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Those are the only games in action right now. Scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio.
So we will take your phone calls coming up in just a little bit, but I want to ask K-State fans this question because maybe some of you are mad at me. Now, Brandon Kiley, you're a Missouri fan. I am a Missouri fan. But let me just be honest with you guys. I want to be honest with you guys. The college basketball season wasn't looking so hot for me. My Missouri Tigers lost their best player in Jontae Porter. I thought it was going to be another year in which KU was going to dominate the Big 12. But neither, or at least one, Missouri, they didn't do very hot, and KU wasn't going to dominate the league. And then I'm looking at this upstart Kansas State Wildcat team, and I'm thinking, you know what? They could make college basketball season fun for me. Again, an enemy of an enemy is my friend. I was happy to start cheering for K-State. I appreciate the love of Kansas State. I saw K-State play 3 times in person this year, BK. I went out to Manhattan twice. I was there for when they won the Big 12 and the streamers were there. They were cutting down the nets. Oh, it was a great time. The moment, BK, that I fully decided that I was about this emo life, BK, that I was going to be a true diehard fan. I'm talking of Wildcat face paint. I'm at the game doing the little hand motions. I'm doing Sandstorm. I'm doing the wall bash cannonball. I'm going to Varsity Donuts. Had a great time being a K-State fan for a month. It was a lot of fun. Dean Wade re-injures his foot. They then get an unfavorable matchup in the NCAA tournament, and they're out in round one. It was like I was still cheering for Missouri, even though I was not cheering for Missouri. K-State fan, are you upset at me? Do you feel like this is my fault? Because we used to play the Parkins Pick of Death. Because Danny, let's face it, was really bad at sports predictions, and whenever he told you something was going to happen, it didn't happen. Did I do that to Kansas State? I got nothing but love for you, K-State. I really enjoy being a Wildcat fan. I look forward to it again next year whenever Xavier Sneed returns and McCall Mayween and Mike McGurl. I'm looking forward to being a K-State fan last year. I just want to know if you guys are blaming me. That's it. I just want to know if you guys are blaming me. To hell with the game. This is about me here. Are you guys blaming me for what happened? We got full phone lines right now, 913-576-716. We will listen to some K-State fans. I'm very curious on their thoughts of the game. As their season is now ended. Mike, how are you doing today? You're on the drive. Go ahead, man.
I listened to the whole game. I was driving home. And you got the guy that he's got you there. Man, you got to play him. He's going to.
All right, Mike's phone is messing up. But no, I don't disagree with what Mike is saying. Sometimes coaches foul players out. Bruce Weber fouled out Barry Brown today. I don't know how you can watch the game or look at the box score and feel any differently about the game. Bruce Weber fouled out Barry Brown. He got 2 fouls in the first 6 minutes. He then sits him out for the whole first half. He then plays him in the second half, and he doesn't pick up another foul. So even though you got 2, it was like you got 4. It was like you got 5 and played with foul trouble the whole game, even though at the end of the game you only had 2 fouls. You got to be way more aggressive in a win or go home scenario than I think that Bruce Weber was today. So some of this is on Bruce Weber. Obviously, players got to go out and execute. Guys got to hit shots. Dean Wade got injured. He has no effect on that. You got an effect on your use of Barry Brown. And if you go back and look at it, Barry Brown tried to go back into the game. He tried to sub himself back into the game. Bruce Weber told him to go sit back down, and that ended up being very costly for Kansas State. We're moving on down the line. Ricky, you called into the drive. Go ahead, man.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU. Take that, LK State. Take that.
Is that the kind of energy we're on today? Is that the kind? BK, is that the kind of energy that we're on today?
I blame you.
K-State fans are down. They're weak. And we got Ricky calling up, singing Rock Chalk Jayhawk and telling K-State fans to hold that L. Is that the kind of energy that we're on today? What has K-State fan done today? They've seen their team get eliminated. You know how disappointing it is to lose to the Anteaters? You couldn't lose to a tiger. You couldn't lose to a bear. You lost to an Anteater today. K-State has the worst loss of the tournament so far. The worst loss. Now, it's been a pretty chalky tournament, and the mid-major teams haven't maybe performed as well as we thought they, but we agree. So far, the story of the tournament is Virginia almost lost in the first round again and K-State losing. That's been it. Nothing else has really happened so far in the NCAA tournament. KU fans, be a little respectful to our brothers out west and show them a little bit of love. I am really curious about this. I would love to know how K-State fans are going to remember this year's team. Because I think you should look at this team incredibly favorably. Now, it was not a great ending to the season. Didn't win the Big 12 championship in Kansas City. Lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Dean Wade was out. Barry Brown didn't play well. You always have a what if about the end of the season. But I still think if you're a K-State fan, you should look back incredibly favorable for this year. And this class of Dean Wade, Barry Brown, Kamau Stokes, Xavier Sneed as a junior, McCall Mayween as a junior, they have done almost as much as you can accomplish at Kansas State without actually getting to the Final Four. If I had told you when you first saw this freshman class, when you first saw Dean Wade on campus and Barry Brown and Kamau Stokes, if I had told you that they were going to have the success in Manhattan the way that they did, you probably look at this as favorable. And I'm no K-State historian. But this run that they've gone on the last 2 years has to rival the best K-State's ever been. In recent memory. I know they went to the Final Four back in the 60s. I'm talking about when we had colored televisions. I'm not counting Final Fours from the mid-60s. Of modern basketball at K-State, I don't know if you have had a better 2 or 3 year run then when you get Wade, you get Kamau Stokes, you get Barry Brown, they go to three NCAA tournaments. 1 year they make the Elite Eight. The next year they win the Big 12. And they break Kansas' streak. I still think that you should look incredibly favorable on this team. We will keep the conversation going about UC Irvine and K-State as UC Irvine eliminates K-State from the NCAA tournament. We've got someone on the phone saying that K-State should fire Bruce Weber. I have not heard him. I don't know if it's serious or if it's another KU fan trolling. KU fans are trolling on the phone lines. They're trolling on the text line. BK's over there looking up MU recruiting for next year. He's trying to get back into the college basketball mode. Hopefully he's ready to give us scores.
Scores on the tens for you, C-Dot. I'm always ready for scores on the tens, as our audience is. Buffalo up 44-31. That one's still at the half. That's the longest halftime in the history of sports. Wisconsin is tied with Oregon, 23-all, with about a minute to go there in the first half. Those are the only two games in action right now. We will continue updating you with scores on the tens throughout the day here on The Drive.
I have an unpopular opinion to get off in a little bit, and we have full phone lines right now. People want to talk K-State. K-State is eliminated from the NCAA tournament. 70-64, we're still trying to find the audio from Bruce Weber. I would certainly love to hear the rationale in sitting Barry Brown for 16 minutes in the first half. Plus, a K-State fan thinks that K-State should fire Bruce Weber. We'll hear from him coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Right now, we're talking about Kansas State. They lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament to UC Irvine, 70-64. We have a call right now from a gentleman named Steven that thinks that Kansas State should fire Bruce Weber. We'll take his phone call here momentarily, but first, we got to get you the scores.
Scores on the 10s right here on The Drive. This one back in progress now. Buffalo continues to maintain its lead 50-37 over Arizona State. Just made a three. Now 53-37 over Arizona State. About 16 minutes to play in that one, but Buffalo looks like it's cruising to a potential victory right there. Now at the half, Wisconsin, man, they are really playing to their name. 25-all against Oregon. This is a real small ball right
Barn
here.
Barn burner.
Wisconsin, the 5-12 matchup against Oregon, tied at 25 at the half. Those are the only two games in action currently. We'll keep you updated with the scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio.
All right, let's catch up with Steven. Steven, you called into The Drive. You think the K-State should fire Bruce Weber.
Hey, what's up, man? It's a great day. You know, Liberace took his candelabra home. You know, this kind of proves that K-State's run last year was a total fraud. I mean, they benefited from the unprecedented upset. If he can't get this done next year, if he can't go to at least Elite Eight or a regional semifinal, it's really time to get rid of Bruce Weber. I mean, it's just this he cannot put, and maybe it's impossible to put anything together at K-State. Maybe it's just undoable. But you know, you can't have clutch choke jobs like this and expect, you know, a shared Big 12 title with Texas Tech is nice, but this doesn't sustain the long term. They're just going to revert back to the norm and become a barely above 500 team. I mean, this is a golden opportunity wasted by Bruce Weber, and it's singularly on his head. I mean, I don't know why the media has such a tough time recognizing that this guy is so mediocre. You know, I mean, it's great for KU fans because we love to see him lose to us every single time.
I knew that's where it was. I knew it was. I'm a KU fan. We love to see him lose. And thank you for the phone call. I mean this in all seriousness. Kansas State, if you are not a blue blood, is a model in which you should follow. As a Missouri basketball fan, if you go back and you look at the last 4 years for Kansas State, when Wade was a senior, when Wade was a freshman, Kamau Stokes was a freshman, and Barry Brown was a freshman, they went 17-16. They went 5-13 in the Big 12. Nowhere near the NCAA tournament. When they're all sophomores, they were in the play-in game. I believe they played Wake Forest. They won that first game, got smoked in the actual NCAA tournament. We were talking about them on the bubble. Last year, they make the NCAA tournament. They then make a run to the Elite Eight. You guys know the story. This year, as seniors, they win the Big 12. They are the team that, quote-unquote, broke the streak. Now, we can argue of, oh, well, they shared it with Texas Tech. They didn't share it with KU, so that's breaking the streak, I think, to the rest of us outside of Lawrence, Kansas. I don't think it's realistic unless you have a Hall of Fame coach like Syracuse or you were UConn back when you had Jim Calhoun. For the rest of us that are not Kansas, that are not Duke, that are North Carolina, you are not making the tournament every single year. That's not realistic to me. You're going to go through ebbs and flows. You're going to miss the tournament some years. Some years you're going to have teams. I've always believed that the goal, if you're a program like Kansas State, is to do exactly what they did. You got to get one really good freshman class. Everybody stays relatively healthy. You get good enough coaching to try to maximize when they were there. How could this K-State run have gone much better than what it did? When you first got Kamau Stokes and Dean Wade and Barry Brown on campus, you didn't envision this. You didn't envision them winning the Big 12. You didn't envision them making a deep run into the NCAA tournament. Now the tournament just got you today. I'm not saying you should feel good about the loss today. There certainly are reasons to be disappointed about the loss today. But your best player got hurt. Messed up foot. I have no clue what's up with Dean Wade. I don't know if he was ever going to play in the NCAA tournament. Didn't matter how far you got. I don't think that Dean Wade was going to play this year in the NCAA tournament. Barry Brown probably plays his worst game this year. That's just the tournament. He played 26 minutes, got two quick fouls, poor coaching decision in my mind, only scores 5 points. If I had told you on Tuesday that Barry Brown was only going to score 5 points in the game, you probably tell me K-State lost. Whenever we had Wyatt Thompson, if I had told Wyatt Thompson that I can see into the future that Barry Brown's only going to score 5 points, I think he tells us that K-State loses. That's just the tournament. We all know this. You go into it as a one game loser go or winner go home scenario. It is a do or die. If your big players and the guys that are supposed to carry you cannot carry you to the next round, you going home. I don't know if you should look down on this run if you're Kansas State. I think it's been an incredible four-year run. You've seen a program really build itself. You've got some seniors coming back next year that I don't think you're going to win the Big 12, but you should be a competitive third-best team in the Big 12, fourth-best team in the Big 12. Xavier Sneed's probably going to be your best player. They should make the NCAA tournament next year. That's building a really solid program for where K-State is as a basketball team. Let's take this final phone call on K-State. Trent, you called into the drive. Go ahead, man.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. So I'm a K-State homer, went to K-State, graduated. I got to say, I think we're in KU fans' heads a little bit because, I mean, I'm hearing all this hatred and all this venom spewing at us. And, man, when we kick the tail off KU in football, we don't call in dogging on KU in football because they don't deserve to be on the same field with us.
You should because they're – I mean, to be fair, Trent, you should because KU's terrible at football, so you should.
But they don't even deserve our time in the fall. But I think the point is, like, we're at least in their heads a little bit right now. So let me get to my point real quick. So, you stole my thunder a little bit, but this is probably the best three-year run of K-State basketball in my life. I'm 32 years old, and it's more likely that Bruce Weber is going to get a statue in front of Bramlage than it is that he's going to get fired. They went to the Elite Eight last year. They won a Big 12 championship this year. Like you said, go back to the 60s, and they haven't done anything like that in back-to-back years. And they have their best player missing for the Big 12 championship or the Elite Eight last year, and they didn't have him in the NCAA tournament this year. So I look at this run very positively, and, yeah, it sucks to lose, but we're going in the right direction. I love Bruce Weber. I like the kids we've got coming back next year. And I'm happy even though we lost. So I appreciate you taking my call. But KU fans, man, you guys gotta take a chill pill and start thinking about Auburn. Think a little less about K-State.
I appreciate the phone call in this. BK, you remember this, and I have to equate it to Missouri because that's all I know, is I think there are some classes that are the building block for things to move on. Like, if you cheer for Missouri football, you remember the building block class was Jeremy Maclin, Chase Daniel, Tony Temple, Martin Rucker, Chase Kaufman. That is a building block class that still has effects today. Like, Missouri is a trendy, cool. The reason Missouri is in the SEC is because of that freshman class. So if you're a K-State fan, you should be thinking, this is the building block. We had a really good senior class that did a lot of really good things. Now we've got some juniors. Let's bring some freshmen in here and let's keep the ball rolling. Because you remember, BK, Gary Pinkel probably should have got fired, certainly was on the way out. And then Chase Daniel happened. And then Chase Daniel happened, and it changed the fortune of Missouri football. That's what you could argue that Dean Wade is. Now, I'm not saying that K-State basketball was in the same place, but I'm saying is for Bruce Weber, there were a lot of questions whether he could build a program and create that foundation. The foundation is Dean Wade. The foundation was Barry Brown. The foundation was Kamau Stokes. And now they pass things over to Xavier Sneed. Let's see what you do with the next year. Mike McGurl, let's see what you do with the next year. Cartier Jada, you're back. Let's see what you do. Now it's, can you continue to do this? And over the next 3-4 years, can you put together another collection of talent to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I don't know how you can look at this as anything other than a good season for K-State. I don't know how you can look at this as anything other than a hugely successful two-year run by K-State. I mean, back-to-back 25-plus win seasons for the first time in program history, an Elite Eight run, win the Big 12 title, finish off the streak for KU. Like, you've accomplished things over the last 2 years your program has literally never done in its history. So it feels like I don't want K-State fans to lose sight of what this team accomplished, what these seniors have accomplished over their careers because of the way that it came to an end today. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. It reminds me, C-Dot, as a Mizzou fan, as the game against Norfolk State when you saw Kim English and
those guys. Why are you bringing that stuff up?
I mean, because it hurt.
Why are you bringing that stuff
up? But that season was amazing. I'm not going to say that the season wasn't a success because of the way that it ended. And I think that that same stance should be the way that K-State fans feel today.
Just don't know why.
About their team.
Just don't know why I throw it to you and that's what you throw back. I don't know why this is the relationship that we have. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get into my unpopular opinion. Plus, we have to talk about the biggest story so far in day one and day two of the NCAA tournament. But first, scores!
Scores on the 10s here on 610 Sports Radio. Buffalo now really extending this lead. They are up against Arizona State 63-45. It looks like Buffalo is just going to walk away with that one. About 13
I tried to tell you about Buffalo. Did I not try to tell you about Buffalo?
You did. They're a good team. They're a sixth seed. They're going to probably move on in that West region. At the half still, Wisconsin and Oregon tied at 25. A real barn burner. That South region is absolutely living up to expectations. So we'll keep you updated on that as well.
Scores. Kansas State and Wisconsin, we're about to play a 41-40 basketball game.
Well, I don't think Kansas State's going to be playing this game.
No, they're not. You're right.
But you see Irvine, baby. That's Scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio. We'll have them up until 6 o'clock right here on The Drive.
Text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat With A Purpose text line. Now you guys have two listeners. I might have to drop because BK is bringing up that loss. We don't have that many people that already listen. You have to bring up unfavorable things that happen and then turn away the few listeners that we have.
I'm using my pain to connect with you, K-State fans. I understand. I feel your pain. KU fans can't feel this pain. They don't understand what we're going through right now. They have so many wins in the NCAA tournament, more wins than literally any other team in the country since 2000. I feel you, K-State fans. I feel your pain right now.
I can't even really remember the last time Missouri won a game in the NCAA tournament, to be completely honest. Coming up in just a little bit, I've got an unpopular opinion to give you. Plus, we'll talk about the top stories so far that has developed in the NCAA tournament. We'll do that next. Coming up, it's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive, I have an unpopular opinion to get to in just a little bit. We'll also talk about so far what has been the top story in the NCAA tournament. We'll also get back to K-State. We have the audio now from Bruce Weber explaining why he decided to sit Barry Brown down for so long in the first half. Xavier Sneed talks about the NBA draft and him testing the water. Same thing with Cartier Jada. I do expect Xavier Sneed to declare for the NBA draft. I don't think he's going to hire an agent. I think he'll keep his options open, as he should. But if you're a junior, there's no reason not to declare for the NBA draft. You get a free roll at it. Declare with no agent. You can then go to all the workouts and get all the information and then decide to come back. There's absolutely no reason why you should not declare as a junior, as Xavier Sneed. So we'll hear what he has to say coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I was thinking this yesterday, and we'll get to the scores coming up in just a little bit. You guys know how sometimes we have conversations about back in my day and what was better when we were kids? Because, you know, like, cartoons were always better when we were kids. There are certain things that were always better when we were children that now as adults we look at and we don't have the same love and appreciation for it. You know what that is for me, BK? The NCAA tournament. Can we have an honest conversation about the NCAA tournament? The tournament has evolved into us watching a lot of bad basketball and teams that we don't know in hopes that at the end of the game it's close and it's fun and exciting. How many legitimate good games would you say that you've sat down and watched so far at the NCAA tournament? How many? How many games have you watched so far, BK? How many games have you watched so far in the tournament? 25?
Yeah, a lot.
It's been a lot of games so far. How many of them would you say have been legitimately well-played, good, fun, entertaining basketball games?
Like three or four?
Three or four. Now, I understand the stakes, and I really enjoyed Wofford Seton Hall yesterday, and that game was a lot of fun. But come on now. The NCAA tournament has evolved into us watching a lot of teams that we don't know, a lot of players that we don't know, a lot of checking the monitor at the end of games, a lot of checking if it was a flagrant one or a flagrant two. It's just not that fun anymore. Like, I keep hearing how these are the four best days of the year and how this is the best sporting event. Have you guys really enjoyed the first four or the first 48 hours of the NCAA tournament? I haven't. It's okay. It's been fine. But this isn't the madness. When does the madness start? When does the best sporting event in the world start? Because that hasn't started yet. That hasn't started, not even close. But I just remember when I was a kid, we watched juniors and seniors, and we watched developed teams that we grew up with over the time, and I felt like we were watching better basketball. We're not watching good basketball here. Someone on the text line, Protein House Eat the Purpose text line, bad games can be entertaining. Which of these games have been entertaining? Which ones? Text line's calling me Buzz Killington. Of the games that we've watched so far in the NCAA tournament, I just want to know what games, as America, we've sat down and felt like we had a lot of fun. You want to know how I know the NCAA tournament hasn't been that good so far? We're talking about Tom Izzo's coaching. We're not talking about a Cinderella. The conversation not about Wofford. The conversation isn't about any team so far. Not about Ja Morant and how great he was yesterday. The conversation has been about Tom Izzo's coaching. And a thing that I think, if we're honest, really wasn't even that bad. Now, I think you guys know me. I'm all for player empowerment. I am all for the equality when it comes to players and them getting everything that they can get. And I think that too many times that we equate coaching and yelling and screaming and belittling players, I don't think that's what happened in the Tom Izzo thing. He was upset. He was mad. The only issue I had with the whole Tom Izzo thing was when they were sitting down and they were in the huddle and then he kind of lunged at the player. That was the only time I thought it was a little bit inappropriate. But it's the NCAA tournament. I thought after the game he made a good point about the my bad being over when it comes to the tournament, and now you got to hustle back on defense. I didn't have any problem with the whole Tom Izzo thing. But BK, we can agree that's been the conversation for the first 24 hours of the NCAA tournament. The conversation has not been about quality of play. The conversation hasn't been about players. The conversation hasn't been about PJ Washington or Wofford, which Wofford is a lot of fun, and Fletcher McGee is really 40 minutes away from being America's sweetheart for the next week or so if they beat Kentucky and they advance in the NCAA tournament. That's how I know the first 2 days have been terrible. We're not even talking about the games. I turn on Cowherd. I turn on First Take. I turn on national broadcast, and the conversation is not about the game. It's about the Zion Williamson cam, and it's about Tom Izzo's coaching. That I'm not saying the tournament isn't enjoyable. I'm not saying that the tournament isn't going to turn itself around and be a lot of fun. And maybe we'll get some great games and there'll be some instant classic games. The only Cinderella that's really emerged is Wofford, because many of us already knew about Murray State, but we'll see. Maybe Murray State becomes that Cinderella. A lot of people don't know about Ja Morant. I don't want to put everybody in that category. There's only been really one upset, and it was Kansas State. The tournament so far has been a little sleepy, a little sleepy. I know it's an unpopular opinion. I haven't looked at the text line again. I'm probably getting called Buzz Killington, but deep down, you guys know that I'm right. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. BK, do we have the scores?
Yeah, we have the scores here in just 1 second for you, C-Dot.
My bad, I wasn't sure.
we're good. The scores for you, score update. Wow, Buffalo really running away with this one. Buffalo up 73-49, 9 minutes to play in that one. Buffalo's going to advance. The sixth seed will move on in the West region. Wisconsin now up in what we still would consider to be a real barn burner. 28-27, 18 minutes to play in that game. Wisconsin, the 5 seed, Oregon, the 12. Wisconsin up by 1 with 12 or 18 minutes to play. Scores on the 10s right here on 610 Sports Radio.
A lot of people on the text line are saying that my feelings on the tournament are solely related to Missouri not being good. No one is still able to answer for me on the text line what games have been good. I'm asking you. We all sit here and watch these. I watched every game yesterday. I went home and watched every game. Today I woke up and watched the NCAA tournament. Of the games we've seen so far in the tournament, how many of these games would you consider to be good, fun, enjoyable college basketball games? Because it's not that many. I'm telling you, the tournament has evolved into watching teams we don't know anything about, players we don't know anything about, and bad basketball, and hoping that it's close at the end. That's what it is. In hope, and hoping and praying that the last 4 minutes are entertaining. I'm sitting here right now in front of me. The two games on right now are Oregon and Wisconsin, and it's 28-28 the second half, and then Buffalo against Arizona State, and Arizona State is down 23. Just tell me what games have been fun. What games have been enjoyable? I'm wrong all the time. I told you Cincinnati was going to go deep in the NCAA tournament. I got no issue being wrong. But if you really have been watching these games, you know what I'm saying is true. These games haven't been very fun so far, and the tournament has been very sleepy. Coming up in 2 minutes, speaking of sleep, K-State's going to have a lot of time to take naps because they're eliminated from the NCAA tournament. We will talk about them, and we'll answer the question that many of you have been asking. We'll do that coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.